This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 391, down a quarter. July corn, 399, down a quarter. September corn, 406 and a half, down a quarter. May soybeans, 967 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. July soybeans, 972 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. August soybeans, 971 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. May wheat, 507 and three quarters, up 8 and a half. July wheat, 512, up 7 and a quarter. September wheat, 521, up 6 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Today, wheat futures drew strength from the threat of cold temperatures for the Plain States over the weekend. And in northern and western Illinois on Friday, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 367 to 381, while soybean bids were mostly 7 cents lower at 937 to 962. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 366 to 385, and soybean bids were down 5 to 7 cents at 946 to 968. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady at 375 to 392, soybean bids down 4 to 8 cents at 953 to 972, and the wheat bids today mostly 7 to 9 higher at 421 to 471. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 970 to 984. Basis steady on Friday, ranging from 3 to 17 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $341.40 to $351.40 per ton. That's down $1, with basis steady ranging from 20 to 30 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at 386 to 399, with basis steady to 2 cents better at 5 under to 8 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at 382 to 389, basis also steady to a penny lower, ranging from 9 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans down 6 to 7 cents at 969 to 980, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 13 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Friday gained 7 cents at 494 to 507, with basis steady ranging from 18 under to 5 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady at 402 to 403. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices 7 to 8 cents, with quotations at 994 to 995. Soft red winter wheat up 8 to 9 cents at 507 to 508, while Milo ended steady to a penny lower at 446 to 457. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 371 up to 385. New crop soybean bids range from 894 to 916. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 370 up to 385. New crop soybean bids 909 to 928. And in southern Illinois on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 387. New crop soybean bids 894 to 921. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 474 up to $5 even. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 162.70, up $1.02. June live cattle, 152.95, up 95 cents. August live cattle, 150, up 95 cents. April feeder cattle, 219.40, up $2.17. May feeder cattle, 218.02, up $2.25. August feeder cattle, 219.17, up $1.97. April lean hogs, 61.10, up 12 cents. May lean hogs, 68.20, up 17 cents. June lean hogs, 74.95, down 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 68 cents lower in the range of 49 to 57, with the weighted average carcass price of 55.28. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 32 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 34 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 36 to 41, and 6 weights and up 37 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 32 to 39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,848 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 289 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 160 to 165. Select and choice were 154 to 157.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144.50 to 149. And choice slaughter heifers were 159 to 164.25. Now moving on to Carthage, they had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts of 1,905 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 306 to 319, 5 weights were 256 to 303, 6 weights were bringing 230 to 272, and 7 weights 196 to 247. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 252 to 277, 5 weights 218 to 245, 6 weights 210 to 241. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 162 to 166, and on a dress basis, 260 to 263. Heifers on a live basis were 163 to 166, and on a dress basis, 262 to 263. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 346 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.35, and that was $1.90 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $250.80, that was 13 cents higher, with select carcasses at $246.71, that was 25 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 95,000, that compared to 83,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, that compared to 415,000 last week and 361,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Farm owners and producers have one additional week until April 7th to choose between Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, safety net programs that were established in the 2014 Farm Bill. The final day to update yield history or reallocate base acres will also be April 7th. If no changes are made to yield history or base acres by the deadline, the farm's current yield in base acres will be used. If a program choice of ARC or PLC is also not made, there will be no 2014 crop year payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage for 2015 through 2018 crop years. Producers who have an appointment at their local FSA offices, scheduled by April 7th, will be able to make an election between ARC and PLC, even if their actual appointment is after April 7th. In the early part of March, the Illinois Farm Bureau took a group of farmers to Louisiana for their annual ag industry tour. The group spent 3 days in the Baton Rouge area and 3 days in the New Orleans area, observing various agriculture practices. Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader Heath Houck was one of the farmers on the tour.
The whole idea of the trip was to basically see the ag industry in Louisiana, see what the agriculture field is all about down there. And we did a variety of things with long days, many tours, and got to see many things that were a lot different than we're used to.
Houck said one thing that stood out that was different about Louisiana agriculture is the variety. The tour traveled to crawfish, tobacco, and sugarcane farms, as well as a cotton gin. He said it was a stark contrast to Illinois agriculture.
We're so focused on corn and soybeans up here, we really don't focus on, you know, other things. We don't have a lot of diversity. I mean, we've got hay, we've got some wheat in the area here, and I know once you get into southern Illinois, there is some rice grown and things like that, but you know, just to see how many directions those guys can go down there, and their rotation is completely different, you know, and even just talking to them about corn production was something that was really interesting, because we were talking to a farmer, and he was actually part of the cotton gin, and we were there to tour the cotton gin, and he goes, well, I don't even care if you tour the cotton gin. I want to hear about how you guys raise corn, and we talked about that, and then he kind of told us about how they raised, and, you know, their insurance date down there is March 31st. And he said if it gets to be April 1st, they won't plant corn past that March 31st deadline because of the heat, the summer heat that comes. He said, you know, there's too many risks that are involved there.
The Illinois Ag Industry Tour didn't just travel to Louisiana farms. They also stopped by Louisiana State University to observe what they call their food incubator.
They call it the food incubator, and basically what they're doing at the Department of Ag at LSU is to take people that have an idea about a food item, whether it be salsa or a jelly or a jam or something small, a salad dressing or something like that, and they actually take the idea and then they help that person to try to create a business model for that person to follow, and they help them get out, they help them advertise, they help kind of get on their feet. And then if the business takes off, you know, they eventually let them go and they go out on their own, and then they bring somebody else in. And, you know, it's still in kind of an infancy stage, so they're still working out the kinks, but it was really interesting, and the amount of involvement they had in it was unreal. They have a waiting list of, I think they said 130 to 150 people to get into this, and they can only take care of like 5 people at a time. So it was just really interesting.
Houck had a hard time picking out a single most interesting thing that stood out to him on the tour.
It was really interesting to see all of it, and I took something away from basically every farm that we went to as each farmer told their story about their operation.
Being this blown away by Louisiana agriculture, do we have to worry about the Illinois farmer picking up and moving states? Well,
I don't know if I'd go that far. It was definitely interesting to see. And like I said, I mean, the diversification, there's a lot more things. I'm not saying that the farming in Illinois is easy by any means, but down there they all have to worry about the hurricanes. There's a lot more weather events to take place. I would, however, like to be down there to be able to sell soybeans down there because of the basis levels they were talking about. A local farmer was telling us that he sold some soybeans, the most he ever had sold soybeans over on basis was $5 over the board, and to me that was just that was a little eye-opening. But you know, they also sacrifice, they have a lot more issues with pests and funguses and things along those lines, so there's definitely pros and cons. But I'm gonna stay back and be that mid-Illinois farm guy I've always been, so I think that's where I'll stick to.
Houck did stress that if other farmers get an opportunity to go on an ag industry tour or other similar travel tour, he believes they should jump at the opportunity.
Oh, I would definitely recommend it. And I guess I'll kind of put my young leader hat on a little bit here. I was recently elected the chairman of our county young leader group. And, you know, there's so many of these opportunities. You know, Neil and I, we went on this trip. We were sponsored by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau to go, and the trip was free of charge to us, and we got to spend 6 days in Louisiana learning about the agriculture down there, meeting people. And you know, there's so many different opportunities that we have through the Farm Bureau Young Leaders that I would recommend that any person between the ages of 18 and 35 get involved with our young leader group, and they can be awarded these same opportunities that we are. And, you know, I would definitely recommend this trip. This is the first ag industry tour that I've been on. I've known several guys that have gone on other ones, And we all come back with the same message, and that is, I mean, if you ever get the opportunity to go on one of these, you need to jump at it. And, you know, I'm glad, and I want to thank the Farm Bureau for letting Neil and I go on the trip, and really appreciate the opportunity.
Again, that was Montgomery County Young Leader Heath Houck speaking about the Ag Industry Tour to Louisiana that took place the beginning.